Welcome to We the People. I'm Gargi Rawat. This past week, the Supreme Court made significant observations when hearing the case for entry of women to Sabarimala Temple in Kerala. Now, women between the ages of 10 to 50, that's menstruating women, are not allowed to visit the revered shrine. The Supreme Court questioned this, saying women have as much right to pray as men, and even questioned whether this was a form of discrimination against women. The temple board has argued strongly against this, citing the nature of the deity, faith and sentiments, and these are issues we'll be going into, and the hearing will continue this week. But there's another significant case that will also be coming up in the Supreme Court, and that is on the issue of nikah halala, the practice of Muslim women being forced to marry another man if she wants to remarry the husband who gave her triple talaq, and often it's instant triple talaq. Now, this was a rule that was actually meant to protect women from being divorced lightly, but it's been totally misused and corrupted. And both these cases bring up the broader issues regarding the treatment of women in religion. Many of our religious practices today, remember, have evolved in a deeply patriarchal society. And as such, women are often oppressed and not treated at par with men. After all, it is the men who have the positions of power in deciding practices, and they make all the rules. So today we are discussing holy misogyny, tradition, or discrimination. Well, let's go across to our panel today. We'll be joined by Rahul Ishwar from Kerala. He's an activist and a spokesperson for the Sabarimala Tantri, who's been arguing very vociferously against the entry of women. Also with us, VK Biju advocate, who's representing Rahul in the Supreme Court. Avni Bansal, an advocate in the Supreme Court, who's following this case very, very closely, and she feels very strongly about it. She's also a member of the Congress. And Kamal Farooqi Saab, member of the All India Muslim Personal Law Board. Sona Khan, advocate in the Supreme Court, and who was also involved in the landmark Shah Bano case. Also with us, Disha Arora, activist and filmmaker, who's interestingly made a documentary on exactly the subject we're discussing today, the treatment of women in religion. And finally, Barkha Trehan, social activist, who very interestingly fights for the rights of men. Well, first, I'd like to go across to Rahul. Now, Rahul, you have been arguing very strongly against the entry of women in Sabarimala, women between the ages of 10 to 50, and you say this is not an issue about gender discrimination, that we shouldn't see it through this prism of women's rights. Tell us about why you are so against the entry of women, and what is this thought process behind it?
Three quick points. One, divine or devil lie in the details. There is no female restriction in Sabarimala. Last year, 4.5 lakh people, around 5 lakh women visited Sabarimala. The age restriction is only for young women. Second point, every temple, the soul of a temple is the deity. In Sabarimala, it is Naishtika Brahmacharya, and in Lady Sabarimala, there is another temple called Lady Sabarimala, where 30 lakh women offer pongala. Not even one man offers it. There is Chakulathukavu. There is there are for many rituals, men are not allowed. So it,
we are missing the nuance. It's not that they're not allowed in the temple. It's only like a male college
and a female college. And the third point, please remember, there is a, it's an in-depth constitutional matter. We are ready to fight on constitutional front. It's a fight of Article 25 and, as some people say, as Article 14. So we are vouching not only for Sabarimala. We are fighting for the right of every temple, church and mosque in this nation for freedom for their own affairs, for manage their own affairs. Mm-hmm. And please remember, in the long history of Sabarimala, Sabarimala never have casteism or communalism. We also have an Islamic shrine inside us. It's a great space of pluralism.
But all right, but Rahul, tell me, isn't it time that Sabarimala stopped discriminating against women who are menstruating? Isn't this also a form of discrimination? And that's something that the Supreme Court has also asked about.
Ma'am, two things. Let me say with all responsibility, there is no issue of periods of menstruation. This is only in connection with the deity concept. According to Indian law, deity is a legal entity. Deity is a living legal entity. And deity is Naishtika Brahmacharya. And let me humbly say, Supreme Court's, at least the argument coming that temple is a public place, is absolutely wrong. Temple, church or mosque is not a public place. They are devotees' places. So we are fighting not only for Sabarimala, but for the right of every shrine in India to point out that every shrine can have their own regulation. And it is not because of menstruation or periods. It is because of the deity concept. It's an intricate spiritual matter. If I get time, I can elaborate.
Right. Well, this all sounds very esoteric when you say, yes, of course, go ahead. Then tell us, what is it that you have that, you know, is so wrong with menstruating women that they can't enter this temple? There's the talk of doing 41 days of penance. So yeah, tell us about that.
And
you feel that women can't do
this.
That 41 days.
S. Mahendran versus Travancore Devasambhur. Yeah, S. Mahendran versus Travancore Devasambhur, 1991 Kerala High Court verdict categorically says it is not because of periods or menstruation. It is because of Naishtika Brahmacharya concept. And as Swami Vivekananda say, Naishtika Brahmacharya is a practice where you have to move away from all the worldly things. You have to move away from sexuality, marriage, all the other worldly things.
And you
things,
think women
you
can't
have
do
to
this?
Be a recluse, a sannyasi kind of bhava for 41 days.
And you. Your position is that women can't do
this. This temple is for practice of men. This temple is a tantric temple for the practice of men. If somebody else wants to start a female temple, there are female temples. There are female-specific temples.
All right, Rahul, you put your points there. Avni Bansal, as someone who's been following this case very closely, what do you think about the points that Rahul is making? What he has been arguing, and I've talked to him before also about this, is that this is not discrimination against menstruating women per se, that it's more to do with the deity and the nature of the deity.
I think it's a wonderful but failed attempt to try mislead all of us. See, the deity is celibate. There's no question about it. But the rules have been laid down in the custom, which says that before you visit the shrine, there has to be 41 days of no sexual intercourse. Let's not mix it up with anything else. Secondly, no drinking during that time. And third, you have to climb the number of steps that are there, so on and so forth. Now, all of these are things that people have a choice whether or not to do. If you have to visit the shrine, you should, with respect, do it. The question is, women are equally entitled to do so. So then defending and saying this is a temple only for men and that women cannot do all these things goes against the very grain issue that we are talking about. If women cannot drink, if women cannot have sexual intercourse, then why restrict the entry of the temple for women? That is the main issue.
During the arguments in the court that, you know, because women undergo menstruation during that 41-day period. And so tell us more about that. What is this point about women undergoing menstruation and therefore not being able to do the 41 days?
Right. Now, see, that's the elephant in the room that the other side is interestingly not addressing. The question we have to address is whether A, you can discriminate on the basis of age. Now, the question that the court has asked is, you are saying menstruation is bad. We'll come to whether it's bad or not, whether we should attach a taboo to it. But that's a separate question. How do you decide that only the women from the age group of 10 to 50 are the ones who are menstruating? Let's say there's a woman who's 53 years old. Let's say there's a 9-year-old girl. How would you discriminate? So essentially, you're asking every woman who does not go to the temple or who goes to the temple to indicate to the world at large, I am menstruating or I'm not menstruating. Now, coming to the menstrual question. See, all that the custom says, and the customs are always secular, it is the human interpretation which sort of, you know, makes them dirty and makes them in the, you know, vested interest and makes them suit to what we want to say. But menstruation nowhere is said to be degrading, or to be polluting in a manner that's been presented by the other side. No sexual intercourse for 41 days is understood, and it can be equally practiced by men and women. But how do you ask women who don't by choice undergo menstruation, but as a biological construct undergo menstruation, to say, because of this you're polluted, because of this you're dirty, and because of this we will ban your entry into the temple? So these two issues are being very conveniently confused by the other side, and I think, you know, it should be understood by people at large that these are two very separate issues.
Okay, let's go across to Mr. Biju, who's been arguing this case in the court, and you know, it has been argued by the other side that this is a form of menstrual discrimination, and isn't it? And yes, it's been argued that this is a tradition that has been there for hundreds of years, 800 years, but it can change and mindsets can change. Isn't this, aren't we perpetuating a discrimination against women who menstruate?
Gargi, madam, kindly hear me carefully. Because of, first of all, I have a caveat, because of matter is sub judice before the apex court of the country, number one. And I'm appearing in that matter, number two. So, within this limitation only, I can tell something to you. Number one.
All right.
Number one, because I don't want face tomorrow some condemned court, etc., etc. I don't want to.
There's also some news that the Devasam board may actually.
Yes, coming.
I'm
coming to that point. We are having answers to every questions. Madam, you repeatedly used a particular word, menstruation. I am asking to NDTV also. Who
yes.
told you where it is said menstruation is the problem?
But
did you, once
but,
again?
But the
question of entry of women, it's between the ages of 10 to 50 because they're of the
who said it is menstruation? Did you?
Well, in a couple of years ago in 2015, one of the head priests even said that had we had a machine that could tell us when the woman is pure or something on those lines, and then we would have allowed such women because then we would have known something on the lines of what we have in airports.
Yes. I'm very grateful to you. I'm thankful.
And that had created a massive backlash over this entire issue.
A constitutional court of the country decided the issue about 2 decades back by analyzing, by verifying each and every issue. And by verifying that those issues, the constitutional court of the country decided that there is something in the rule. That is what challenged by the petitioners in the Supreme Court of India. What is the rule? The woman, when they are not in accordance with custom and usage, may have some restriction, that is age regulation. Who told the meaning of custom is menstruation or menopause? Who told the meaning of the usage is custom, menstruation or menopause? It's nothing to do with that. But something is there. That is what paragraph 39 of the judgment says.
But Mr. Singh, we argued in the Supreme Court. He's been arguing for the board. And he said that, in other temples as well, women are not allowed to enter when they're menstruating. And this was an issue that was spoken about in the court. Which is why it was asked that how can you discriminate against women over this issue?
Again, there is an issue. The matter is pending before the highest court of the country. A section of the media people already decided that the matter decided all ladies can enter. It's not like that. I am not bound to reply to everyone. But there is a judgment, there is the rule, there is the act. That will decide. And we never started to reply to the petitioner's arguments. Petitioner's arguments, please understand, only on the basis of one article, that article written by Barkha Dutta. Barkha Dutta herself agreed that I don't have any authoritative issue or I don't have any authoritative thing what is the exact custom of the Sabarimala. So this is the foundation of the writ, which is going to be decided.
No, I don't think that's going to decide this case. It's going to be looked at very, very, very closely in the Supreme Court, and then that's going to come up in the coming week. But let's go across now to Disha. You are someone who's made a film, actually, a document in which you spoke to women across the country. And this is not just limited to the Sabarimala issue, but we have to see this in the broader context of the rights of women and also discrimination against women, the way it is practiced in many of our religions. And you've spoken in your documentary about how often it's men who are in the positions of power. And I think that is something that we all want to see changed in the years to come.
Right. Definitely. So I think menstrual taboo is the easiest peg on which patriarchy is used to, it's used as a tool to discriminate against women. And in my research specifically, I started with Kerala when I started this documentary. Kerala was the first place I went to. And there are two specific things which I found out with respect to Sabarimala thing is that, yes, there is this ban on entry issue, which is a huge issue and which now being addressed at the Supreme Court level. There is another issue. In this 41 days of penance, the men in the household who are observing the penance, they are not supposed to get in contact with menstruating women. So what happens with the women who are in the household? They either, if it is a young girl or someone, she is actually asked to go to a relative's house or to a friend's house when she's menstruating. So she is asked to go out of the house. When she's bleeding, she has to leave the comfort of her house. Second thing is that if it is the homemaker, if it is the wife of the man, she cannot leave the house because how will the household run if she leaves the house? So she takes pills, she takes hormonal pills, which will push her period forward. Now, this practice is happening even in educated households.
And even today, in 2018, these practices are still happening in many parts of the country.
So we should understand an important thing that when a temple like Sabarimala makes rules there at the top level, it is affecting till the family level as well. So it is something which is not just happening there that, okay, it is our own temple.
That's what we're talking about. This is a message being sent out when you say Sabarimala, that women of menstruating age aren't allowed. It's perpetuating these taboos. Well, let's just, Disha, take a look at the film that you made. We have a few clips here. Let's just take a look at it. She spoke to many women from different religions. Let's take a look at that.
Even now, if a Zoroastrian male marries outside of the community, his family, his wife and his kids and all are allowed, he's still allowed to be a part of the community. But if I were to marry outside the religion, I'm excommunicated.
Ek baar mandir darshan ke liye gaye the Nubra mein. To जब देवी जहाँ पे देवी देवी वास करते हैं, फिर वहाँ पे हमें जाने नहीं दिया लड़कियों को. फिर मैंने पूछा कि हम क्यों नहीं जा सकते हैं, तो वहाँ पे कहा कि आप लोग अपवित्र हो. मुझे नहीं लगता कि अपवित्र हैं हम.
हमें धर्म को भी चुनौती देनी पड़ेगी. धर्म हमारे बीच में आने लग रहा है, हमारे अधिकारों के बीच में. हमें इस धर्म के विपरीत भी बोलना पड़ेगा.
2014 में यहाँ फ्लड आ गया है एंड मेनी मौलवीज वेर गिविंग स्टेटमेंट्स कि लड़कियाँ बहुत वेस्टर्नाइज हो गई है, इससे सैलाब आ गया. टेल मी हाउ आर वुमेन सो पावरफुल कि उन्होंने जीन्स पहन लिया तो उससे सैलाब आ जाएगा.
All right, so Disha, there were some clips of, and a cross-section of women you spoke to of various religions, the Parsi community. It was very interesting that the Buddhist lady says that she was also discriminated against. And this whole concept of impure when it comes to women and menstruation, we really have to do away with this mindset of impurity.
Right. I think that's like the easiest thing. And unfortunately, it started with Hinduism and it has spread across other religions as well within India. Why? Because it is the major religion in the country, so that in the name of culture, it's being practiced. There is no mention of such menstrual taboo in Buddhism, but it is being practiced. There are a lot of even Sikh women, even if it is not being done on an institutional level, they themselves don't like to go to temples or gurdwaras when they are menstruating. So this is a mindset which is like, this is a huge issue even across the religions, even in religions where it is not mentioned. Yeah.
All right, so Rahul, you've been hearing the various points being put forward by our panelists. This whole taboo, this stigmatization of women when it comes to their menstruation, and it for a temple like Sabarimala that has such a strong following and faith, can't there be some change? Can't it adapt to the times and some change be brought about?
Two points, ma'am. One, I concede there has been some taboo in association with menstruation. We need to change it. There is no doubt regarding that. That's the reason why for centuries altogether, we have another temple called Chengannur Devi Temple, where my grandmother or the wife of Sabarimala senior most priest goes and celebrates spirits. The whole attitude of celebration of menses is there. And in Tantra or Tantric system, we Hindus have two systems, Vedic and Tantric. Tantric system, this thing is not considered as impure. But, it is only, there are differentiation. There is no discrimination. See, sexuality is great in a particular context. Menstruation is great in a particular context. Periods are wonderful, but in a particular context. So, in that context, these periods and period blood is all celebrated. So, I concede a larger point, which has been, maybe we got that because of a Victorian kind of a morality, maybe because of foreign invasions. I concede there has been a taboo and we should fight against it. We all respect, happy to bleed. But we should only apply that in a context and we should not mix and match everything. Tomorrow, if some guy is going to come and say that, why is Devi offended with me? I also want to do Nari Puja. Nari Puja is basically female puja. People will laugh at him because you are not supposed to do Nari Puja. Nari Puja is specifically for women. In the same way, the Tantric system, the male and female energy, it is basically Agamas or Tantric system is all around male and female energy and how to harness both. So we should respect their individualities too. That's only your submission.
All right. Well, I think it's interesting to also note that the Kamakhya temple in Assam, it's on the bleeding goddess, but still women, when they're undergoing menstruation, don't actually visit the temple there. But Avni, I'd like to talk to you about another point. There are many women who are believers of Lord Ayyappa and across Kerala and Tamil Nadu who are saying that even if the Supreme Court were to say that open Sabarimala to all women of all ages, they will still not go because they respect the sentiments behind this, the deity being a celibate deity, and they're ready to wait. So it's a whole ready to wait campaign. What would you say to that?
See, first thing first, one discrimination cannot be justified on the basis of every other discrimination that goes on. So if there are temples where, let's say, it's only for women, my question is, who decides these are temples for women, these are temples for men? If there are temples for women where men are not allowed, I'm the first one who would say men should be allowed. But so for our purposes, let's restrict ourselves to Sabarimala. But let's not also, forget that there are other discriminations which are totally unjustified. The second point about your question, see, let's understand the basic sociology behind going to temples. Temples, unfortunately, with all respect, are result oriented. There are very many temples. People say, why are you insisting on going to Sabarimala? Go to another temple. Well, you're insisting on going to Sabarimala because it's a belief, deeply held belief, that if you go to Sabarimala temple, all your wishes come true. Now imagine there are very many women who say, I don't want to go to a temple. But tomorrow if you allow entry of women and I go to Sabarimala and I come back, you know, getting my wish, and I speak to 10 other women who say, you know, this is a wonderful temple, my wish came true, more and more women would want to go to a temple. So obviously you cannot force anybody who doesn't want to go. But anybody who wants to go, why should the state hold any restraint? One quick point there.
All right.
There's also a question about this, the board that manages the administration of this temple is a state-funded board. It's not a board that has funds coming from elsewhere. It's basically funded from the Consolidated Fund of Kerala. So in a way, it is state. So we're talking about religious denominations controlled right, governed
well,
by state.
All right. Well, before we go into that issue, I'd like to speak to one of our audience members here, Ambika. And you're a young woman, you're an activist, and someone who has also said that should the Supreme Court allow you to enter Sabarimala, you still will not. So tell us about why.
I'm from Kerala. I heard two terms here. One is patriarchal and one is menstruation. Number one, you cannot actually call the entire society as patriarchal. I belong to a matriarchal society. Till 40 years back, in my family, actually, the men used to come to my mother's family. We used to have my mother's maiden name. So we are completely matriarchal. This is actually absolutely nonsense that the entire India has patriarchal system. It is not true. Number two, actually, Sabarimala
many parts, majority of India is patriarchal, but yes, more power to...
Now, number two, Sabarimala, I don't think that it has nothing to do with menstruation, because actually, Dagi, with all respect to you, and I belong to Kerala, I have studied this topic a lot. So you also agree that even the Supreme Court also made an observation, I think, the beginning of the year, that Hinduism is not a religion. So Hinduism is all about diversity.
Well, there are many facets to Hinduism. Yes. I think it's very diverse. Yes.
Yes. So it is all about diversity. If Sabarimala, we have temples where women are priests. We have temples, actually, the world's largest congregation is happening. We have temples, the vagina is inside the sanctorium in Assam. So we are all about diversity. If you talk about the Sabarimala, actually, the same deity is in four forms in Kerala. And rest of all these three temples, everybody is allowed. The only temple where women in particular age is allowed is Sabarimala.
All right, so there is someone who believes very strongly that she will not go to the temple even if the Supreme Court were to allow them. But again, let's come back to the issue of menstruation and the taboos. And we have with us Nikita here, who is someone who actually started a campaign, Right to Bleed, after the comments by the priest when of Sabarimala, when he spoke about whether if we had a machine that could actually check women when they're menstruating and if it was the right time, then we would have allowed them. And that is something that led you to start this campaign.
Yeah, I think, and that statement in itself, you know, tells a lot about menstruation. So it definitely has to do with menstruation, which is why women of particular ages only are prohibited from entering the temple. And as Disha also mentioned, even in the documentary, I visited Kerala a couple of times, and women are not allowed to enter public buses when they're menstruating. So there was this whole issue about two women who wanted to enter a bus, but they were not allowed to do so. And they were actually pushed out of the bus because there were men who were going to Sabarimala. So my question is that why are you not allowing women who want to enter the temple, who want to worship? So it should be ideally a choice of women. And as far as temple being public or private property is concerned, you know, temple is A, nobody's copyright. B, it's a public space that has been argued over and over again. And C, it's important to see temples as places which give us a sort of confidence, which give women a sort of confidence, and not, you know, perpetuate inferiority complex through discriminating with women.
Because that is the larger issue. Yes, we can argue the intricacies of this case, but the fact that it's still women of a menstruating age who are being discriminated against, Mr. Biju.
See, before that, I just tell something that Madam Avani said that the fund is allotting by the government to the temple. It's absolutely false. That is the one argument of the petitioners. 200 crores rupees of the income from Sabarimala taking by the government, and 8 lakh giving back to the
yes,
temples.
Yes, it's not that. That
number
is
one.
Actually
number
correct.
Number
it's not,
madam
it is public.
Said,
it's not
madam
public
said,
funds.
Number one. Number two, madam said now, she visited twice or thrice in the Kerala. We born, brought up in Kerala. Some particular bus routes are there. It's assigned to the Ayyappas.
She was talking about some other women.
So we are having more factual ideas about that. That's what I want to say. again, come back to the point.
But the, see, that's the larger message she's saying, that the fact that menstruating women are not allowed led
just
these disciples of Sabrimala to remove women from the bus. So that's the larger message that's being sent out.
I said
out.
Very clearly that, I don't know, Madam Gargi, why you are on a particular word, menstruation. Menstruation is nothing
well,
to do with
that's
this
one
case.
Aspect we're looking
the,
at. Because
this is the pre-planned propaganda made on before the highest
temple.
Court of the
just
country.
Just one line.
Can any one of the viewers show, that something is there called menstruation, therefore ladies cannot 10 to 50, cannot enter? No. There is no rule.
Well, sir, the Supreme Court also spoke very deeply and in detail
just
about this issue.
Just
let's
one
get
line.
Rahul here. He wants
Supreme,
to say
Supreme
something.
Court, Supreme
just
Court
one
never
line,
said
just
so.
One line.
Supreme Court was asking its
just,
confusion,
just one,
its clarification.
Just one line.
And they also asked that if women menstruate till 53 or women menstruate till 45.
Madam, you yourself mentioned triple talak in your introduction. You have mentioned the nikah halal.
We are going to those issues as well. First we're looking at
this is not that much human rights violation.
Just one line.
This is not something that harms anyone, but at the but
we are having thousands
about, sir,
of crores
larger
in bank
issue.
Account.
Yes, Rahul, go ahead.
Just one line. We are having thousands of crores in bank account, but the communists and left liberals are controlling the board. We don't have any control over the money in the board, and we don't want any government money. We are giving back at least 100 times of what government is giving us. Shabrimala is giving 10,200 crores per year from the entire revenue, and as Advocate Biju pointed out, almost 200 crores directly under the management of the government. So they are merely giving
right,
us some less.
Okay, that's
so
the issue of the incomes and the government. Money. But tell us, is the board giving a fresh petition in the Supreme Court next week? That's the news that we're getting.
No.
Okay. Well, one moment. Well, we have to also get in our...
There are chances, but we devotees will fight till the end.
Well, Mr. Biju saying, no, you're saying
the
there are chances, but let's get Sona Khan here.
Right?
Now, ma'am, you've been listening to all the various arguments, and we will come to the issue of nikah halal and triple talaq. But yes, your opinion on what we've been saying so far.
I think as far as the funding is concerned, the money which is collected publicly, it belongs to the deity, all right, but at the same time, it has an element of state involved in it. So I would like to consolidate her argument that it doesn't belong solely to the deity. It deity and the state. So it's collective money.
So it would still be public money?
Yes, it would be public money.
Well, I suppose these are issues
and
that are going to be argued
subject
in
the
court
audit, and it should be subject to government audit, in my opinion. In fact, there is a move going around. All religious places, they should be subjected to public audit.
All right, well,
and also those who are getting state funding. So
all right, well, let's go to the next issue that we are discussing here, and that is the issue, the other case that is coming up in the Supreme Court probably this week, the issue of nikah halala. Now, this is a practice that was actually meant to protect women. It's meant to be that when men divorce their wives and they give talaq to their wives, after there's supposed to be a period between the first, the second and the third time, and then after the pronouncement of the third time, the final talaq, the man was supposed to think it through and know that it was almost irrevocable, that once he does divorce his wife for the third time, then he cannot remarry her, and he can only marry her should she have married somebody else and been divorced, or the person would have died. However, it has got corrupted today to become because of also the other practice of instant triple talaq, that a man in anger gives his wife instant triple talaq, and then he's remorseful the next day. He wants to remarry her, but however he has to go through this entire process of nikah halal. And you can correct me if I'm wrong when we go ahead. But let's go to somebody who's actually experienced this, Sameena Begum. Aapke saath aapne do baar shaadi kari hai. Pehli baar bhi aapko वायलेंस हुआ था आपके साथ, आपने आपको डाउरी की इशू भी थी, और आपके हस्बैंड ने आपको ट्रिपल तलाक दे दिया. फिर से आपकी फैमिली ने शादी करवाई एक और आदमी से जिसकी पहले से शादी हो चुकी थी. अब उन्होंने भी गुस्से में आपको फोन पे ट्रिपल तलाक दे दिया, और आप उस समय अपने तीसरे बच्चे के साथ प्रेग्नेंट थे. तो आप अपने और अब आप ये इशू जो पूरा है आप सुप्रीम कोर्ट के सामने गए हैं जस्टिस के लिए, तो आप अपने केस के बारे में हमको जरा बताइए. और आपको धमकी भी दी जा रही है अब इसके मामले में, आपको बोला जा रहा है कि अपने केस को वापस लो.
जी बिल्कुल बराबर धमकी आ रही है, सोशल मीडिया पे आ रही है।
पहले आप अपने केस के बारे में बताइए हमें।
अब जो चल रहा है
जी,
उसमें मैंने डिमांड की है, एक तो हलाला के ऊपर बैन लगना चाहिए सबसे पहले, क्योंकि हलाला इस्लाम का हिस्सा है ही नहीं बिल्कुल, और हलाला के ज़रिए औरतों का शोषण हो रहा है, बलात्कार हो रहा है, बराबर इज्जत लूटी जा रही है। और कुछ उलेमा इकराम मैं कहूँगी जो कि इस्लाम के ठेकेदार बने बैठे हैं, तो उनका बिजनेस चल रहा है, दुकानें चल रही हैं उनकी, मैं सबको तो नहीं कहूँगी, लेकिन जो लोग करप्ट हैं उनका बिजनेस चल रहा है, तो उनको बहुत तकलीफ़ हो रही है, ये बिजनेस उनका ठप होने वाला, तो जाहिर सी बात है मुझे निशाना बना रहे।
तो ये बहुत सी औरतों के साथ हो रहा है, लेकिन आप कैसे सामने आए इसको लेके, पूरे मामले को लेकर आप कैसे सुप्रीम कोर्ट के पास पहुंचे?
एक तो देखिए ट्रिपल तलाक की विक्टिम मैं थी, और प्लस मतलब शादियां भी मेरे साथ किस तरह से धोखे से हुई, कि सेकंड मैरिज जो हुई तो वो धोखा हुआ मेरे साथ, पहली वाइफ थी उसकी, उसने छुपाया मुझसे।
अच्छा।
और वो चीज़ मुझे गलत लगी कि आपका जब पहला शादी हो चुकी है, पहले बच्चे हैं, तो मुझसे छुपाने की ज़रूरत क्या थी आखिर, क्योंकि मैं तो खुद पहले से परेशान थी, अपने दो बच्चों को पाल रही थी, तो ये धोखा फ्रॉड ये तो इस्लाम में नहीं है ना, कि आप धोखे से किसी भी लड़की से शादी कर लो मजबूर औरत से, 4-6 महीने आपने उसके साथ टाइम गुजारा, उसको प्रेगनेंट किया और चल दिए, तो ये कहीं से कहीं तक इस्लाम में चीज़ें नहीं है, ये इस्लाम को बदनाम करने की साजिश हमारे ही कम्युनिटी के कुछ लोगों ने की है, ये नहीं कहूँगी कि मैं दूसरे मजहब के लोगों ने की, हमारे ही मजहब के लोगों ने की, मुस्लिम समाज के लोगों से।
आपको लगता है औरतों को दबाया जा,
बिल्कुल दबाया जा रहा है, बिल्कुल औरतों को पैर की जूती समझा जाता है, ये कहा जाता है कि अगर एक जूती पुरानी हो गई तो उसको संभलवाओ मत, कुछ उसको चेंज कर दो, फेंक दो और नई लेके आओ, ये चीज़ जो थी पहले से चली आ रही, सुनती चली आ रही थी बचपन से, कि औरत को पैर की जूती समझा जाता है, कि जूता खराब हो गया उसको फेंको, और तो औरत पैर की जूती नहीं हो सकती, मैं समझती।
फारूकी साहब, आई लाइक टू टेक दिस टू यू नाउ, द सुप्रीम कोर्ट हैज ऑलरेडी डेल्ट विद द इशू ऑफ ट्रिपल इंस्टेंट ट्रिपल तलाक, एंड द गवर्नमेंट डज वांट टू पास इट इनटू अ लॉ इन दिस सेशन ऑफ पार्लियामेंट, बट ऑन दिस इशू ऑफ निकाह हलाला, व्हाई कांट दीज चेंजेस कम फ्रॉम विद इन द कम्युनिटी? इफ यू सी वुमेन आर इन सच डिस्ट्रेस, देयर बीइंग मिसट्रीटेड बाय दिस, देयर एक्चुअली ऑनलाइन यू नो ग्रुप्स दैट से वी विल दैट ऑफर निकाह हलाला सर्विसेज, कैन यू इमेजिन? सो एज समबडी फ्रॉम द कम्युनिटी एंड समवन सो सीनियर हु हैज सच अ ग्रेट रिस्पांसिबिलिटी, व्हाट इज योर रिएक्शन टू व्हाट समीना बेगम हैड टू से?
टू थिंग्स, नंबर वन, दैट एज फार एज द format of nikah halala which you are talking about, right, even from the beginning which you have said, it has got no place in Islam. It is haram. Not only it is haram, it should be the person who is doing
absolutely
it,
right.
Because anything absolutely which is being done, it is absolutely haram, and it's
but I was talking about the practice in India.
And there is a very interesting coincidence between the case of Sabarimala and here. Even in Sabarimala, what has been up to now, whatever has been we are hearing, it is merely on the basis of the perception, which is no reality. People have been talking about the menstruation, it is not the reality. The reality is something else which is not
but
been
so the reality no, is no, on the ground no, please, for you
please,
to
please,
see.
Please, when I'm talking to, please, I have been listening to you.
So
please,
yes,
allow
sir,
me to hold this thing. Because this is NDTV, this is not any other channel. We have of to course make out all that, right? So, what I'm trying to tell you, that up to now, whatever has been heard about Sabarimala, it is only purely on the basis of the perception that there is, it's a government estate, it's a fund, which is absolutely wrong. Rather, it is the other way around, that the money which is being collected by the Sabarimala temple, it is being used by the government. It is being, they have got thousands of crores over there. So, it is not a public place that way. If you define this thing, then absolutely there will not be any temple.
Right, sir, but now we're talking about the issue of Nikah Halala, that the
so
Supreme
I'm,
Court
I'm
is going
I'm
to
trying to tell you that
up.
These are the perceptions. That this is the perception about the Sabarimala. This is the perception about Nikah Halala. I'm very strongly, I'm telling you with all the confidence what I've got, the kind of Nikah Halala which is being talked by my sister, it is absolutely haram, and they should be prosecuted under the severest.
She has got
all the right to prosecute them. She has got all the right in the world, and if she files a case against them, I'll be with them. I'll be with her, because this is absolutely wrong. This is absolutely wrong.
Kiska haath hai uske piche? Kisko fayda hone wala mujhe?
बिल्कुल मैं आपको वही बात बतलाऊं कि जो आप जो किसका बात कर रहे हैं ना, ये जो क्राइम करने वाला होता है उसका कोई हाथ नहीं होता.
नहीं,
ये बिल्कुल सुन लीजिए, आप सुन लीजिए, मैं कोई बहुत सा नहीं है, मैं तो आपको बता रहा हूँ
काफी
टॉकिंग टू यू, आई एम टॉकिंग टू यू एज अ ब्रदर, आई एम टेलिंग यू, आई एम विद यू इफ दिस इज बीइंग डन.
Will you help her out in her situation? I'm telling you,
if anybody is trying to make a contractual fraudulent marriage with you, I am with you as a sister. I will support you wherever you go. This is a wrong perception. No, I'm the community. I'm the community. I'm talking to you as a community.
Absolutely, sir.
I'm telling you, this is wrong. This is wrong. I'm telling you with all the force in the world. This is wrong. Islam has got no place of these kind of fraud. Islam only allows, it gives only an extreme circumstances that unfortunately there was a divorce and she has to complete the period, then she can marry somebody else according to her own choice. According to her own choice. And any,
absolutely.
And let me tell you another, because we are talking, we are in between amongst the legal fraternity also. Any contract, and this is not the Indian law, this is the international law. Any contract which for which the objective is the fraudulent, it is void ab initio right from the beginning. Anybody who is making these kind of fraudulent thing, it's void. And anybody who is asking you to remarry just because to marry again the original husband, it is, Islam has got no place in
this. But this is what many clerics are telling these poor women.
हमारे पास दिल्ली के वो कानून मौजूद है कि हमारी एक बच्ची के साथ किस तरह से हुआ था. हैव वी बीन इन अ पोजीशन टू स्टॉप द रेप? नो, इट्स अ सोशल थिंग. We have to stop it.
आप क्लियर कर दीजिए, मेंबरशिप से हटाइए उस आदमी को, हटाइए ना. कौन है वो, क्यों आता है?
इट इज अ पॉलिटिकल गिमिक व्हिच इज हैपनिंग राइट नाउ इन द कंट्री. People are using it as a Hindu-Muslim. It is nothing else.
Well, let's get Sona Khan's opinion here, as somebody who's even dealt with the Shah Bano case and seen the sort of ills that are perpetuated on women in this country on the basis of religion or these corrupted religious practice. Farooqi Saab saying it has no religious sanction, and that is what we hear from many people, but still it's being practiced. Sameena Begum is here. She's a victim of this. Ma'am, what do you have to say about what Mr. Farooqi is saying as well as Sameena?
Nikah halala is something which is repugnant to the dignity of a woman of any kind, low, high, any kind. It's repugnant. And the Article 13 of the Constitution, when it came to being, it says all practices, all customs, all usages which are not in conformity with the fundamental rights shall abrogate themselves. They will not be in force. Unfortunately, in the case of nikah halala, it's a lack of knowledge, lack of information to the Muslim community, and they are misguided. And that is why it is happening. It's a crime, as Farooqi Saab said. The person can be prosecuted. The person who indulges in it can be prosecuted under Section 3.
Ma'am, how many women are going to come forward?
That's right.
Sameena Begum has come forward.
Unfortunately, let me tell you, Gargi, we are stuck with lack of information after Shah Bano case. It is India, an Indian Muslim woman is entitled to maintenance during the lifetime of her marriage, subsistence of marriage, and after being divorced is also entitled to it. How many women know about it? No. If they were to know, then the question of triple talaq becomes irrelevant, because they are getting maintenance, right? And liking a husband or not liking a husband or wife and a bliss of married life is something which is very individual, very personal. Apart from, but what you need is to be assured is safety and your dignified living.
So, ma'am, shouldn't we have more women in positions of power in Islam as well? More women clerics coming forward? Here, we barely have any, and that's the problem, that a lot of women, perhaps as you're saying, are not educated enough to know about the rights they have. Whatever they learn from their clerics or the Maulvi in the area, and it's his interpretation, and that is the problem. So, more people need to come forward and. This issue has reached the Supreme Court. The government is ready to give its opinion against Nikah Halala. But this is something, again, that should come from within the community.
Let's leave the government out at the moment.
Right,
because
I don't want
they
to
have
go into
their
the
own
politics of it.
Yes. And it's for collateral purposes. Let's leave that out. But what I feel very strongly is that it is a crime, as Faruqi Saab said. It is unlawful. It is un-Islamic.
That's it.
And also Article 25, let me explain to you, the freedom of religion.
Yes, freedom to practice religion.
Religion. It's not covered. Now, what is mandatory in Islam are the five pillars. Iman on the Kalma, Hajj, prayer,
Zakat and Roza.
Roza and Zakat.
Right. All
and apart from that, what is permissible if a person is permitted to marry four times is not a part of religion. Let me tell you, because her petition...
There be more dissemination of this information among the community, as again we're saying, Sameena Begum lives in Delhi and still she's facing this sort of ostracization and threats.
Unfortunately...
So can you imagine the situation with women in other
parts
of the country?
If you live in a society which controls and has radically conservative views, they insist on your neighbors and everybody else to follow the traditions which may not be sanctioned by the religion. And unfortunately, that's the case of the Muslim society. But also, let me tell you, because she has challenged polygamy as she is a victim of polygamy,
yes,
there are four conditions to be satisfied before you take in a second wife. Your first wife should be barren. Then you
but
should
ma'am, this is all on paper
no,
or
actually,
in of course
that is the Quran mandate.
This is
that's
the
mandate
thought, but it's obviously not the practice.
Yes,
the
because no Maulvi.
जो हालात आजकल गुजर रहे हैं वो इस्लाम के अगेंस्ट हैं या नहीं?
बिल्कुल है, एकदम से है. वो इस्लाम के खिलाफ है. But also one, let me tell you, any marriage, as he said, Mr. Faruqi, that is, if it is a fraudulent contract of marriage, it is not valid. It's void. Similarly, the Quran, one of the fundamental conditions is if you take in a second, more than one wife, you must be able to have a capacity to maintain her equally.
But ma'am, again, all this is very
no,
well on paper.
But the,
and
but
yes,
the,
I've read all
see,
this,
I'm coming
but then
to it. No,
see
I'm
the
coming
way it's
to
being
it.
Practiced.
Any marriage which is solemnized without the fundamentals of this principle will not be a void one.
All right. Well,
the contract will not be a void one. And secondly, no contract in Islam, Muslim marriage is a contract between two consenting adults. It cannot be solemnized unless a woman says yes. So why does she say at the time of halala, kabul hai? Why should he consent to it?
Absolutely.
All
she
right.
should
Absolutely
not.
Right.
Well,
she should
I'd like
not
to now bring Barkha
Rehan right
in now
point,
as someone
right.
who's been listening to all these issues
but
we're discussing.
But under pressures of society, let me just finish. Under pressures of society and customs which are prevailing, women are helpless. They are persuaded to go through all these unnecessary rituals.
That's what I'm saying. It's corrupted the way it's being
yes,
practiced
it's,
in our society
it's
today.
Corrupted.
It's corrupted. It's because it comes from a deeply patriarchal society and where women are oppressed and not treated as equal. And therefore, you have cases. Sameena Begum sitting right here in Delhi.
I think
who's facing this.
Is pending for the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's coming up in the Supreme
Court.
I
want to continue with this point. That at the same time, when a woman marries any person at any time, she has to be in faith for the rest of the life. It cannot be for a certain period, for one night or for...
That's
for,
right.
It has to be for all times
right,
to come.
Well, the example
that,
is here
that
before
is the sanctity
you.
Of Islam.
But Barkha Rehan, as somebody who fights for the rights of men, what do you have to say about all these issues we're discussing, the Sabarimala issue as well as this?
Firstly, I'd like to say that you shouldn't have mixed both the issues. Halala needs and these things needs full discussion.
Well, both of them are coming up in
yes,
this coming
you shouldn't
the
have
Supreme
mixed
Court.
Both. So coming to the
issue
Sabarimala,
of how women are treated in religion and how very often the practices are
there
oppressive.
Lots to say. That's lots to say. So you should have kept a different program for it. Secondly, about Sabarimala, I will not say that it is a gender equality issue. It's not at all. It has been portrayed like this.
if we really think about equality, then so many men are barred from going from many, many religious places. So have they protested? Have they protested?
Well, have they been going?
Have they been protesting?
And have they then what?
Have they been going to courts and asking this? This means how tolerable Indian men are. Secondly, they are very tolerant. They are very tolerant. They don't go for unnecessary.
For a few days, you don't allow them into one or two temples. Unnecessarily, a week over there. That doesn't amount to the same sort of discrimination against women.
I've been patiently hearing. Sure, ma'am. Why do we want? Why do these women only want to go to that particular shrine? I am just interested to know why they are only wanting. And they are so adamant to go to a particular shrine where they have been prohibited. Why can't they just leave that? There are so many others where in Kerala itself, they can worship, they can go there. Nobody is stopping. If you are a real devotee, you will never force a thing. Firstly, and there are, and I even think, and what are these courts talking about religion? The people who have faith on their religion and court will dictate us. Who
all right, well, I'd like to get quick comments from both Avani and Disha here. This is a matter of faith of this particular Ayyappa temple. There are other temples that women can go to, and I know this point was brought up in the Supreme Court as well. But this is to do with the nature of this particular deity, and if you are a follower and a believer, it's not harming anyone. On one hand, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. It's not harming anyone that women are not allowed to go to Sabarimala. They can go to other temples. So this is not some, something that's actually harming women per se. And but yes, there is the concept of women who are menstruating being discriminated against. I know you
and
like
sensible
to
women will never ask for it.
I don't know why.
Sensible women will not go for it
because sir, that was the issue that was discussed in the court.
In your channel itself, it is proved this is incorrect.
It was discussed in the court as well, the menstruating age of women is not from 9 to 45.
It is Nikah Halala not listed for hearing. Nikah Halala is not coming for hearing.
It'll be coming
Nikah Halala and Sabarimala, please, may not mix up together.
No, we're not Nikah mixing. There are two issues. We're talking about women and the way religious practices are perpetuated.
Nikah Halala has not been listed in the list.
I know, but it is something that is going to be coming up.
It is going to come.
It is going to be coming up.
So don't mix up with both the matters.
Anyway, go ahead, Avni.
Gagi, three quick responses to the three speakers who have spoken. Madam asked, ye temple mein kyun jana hai? Kisi aur temple mein kyun nahi jana hai? People who have been protesting for many temples. Ye start hua tha Shani Singapur se. So this is not the only temple, number one.
Women were
secondly, Faruqi ji se haath jod ke, with all respect, no person can say, I am the community. We are all individuals of the community, but let us not speak on behalf of the community.
I withdraw my words.
Because let me tell her that this temple is different. This has a deity. And there are different rules. Let's follow the rules.
Let's not speak out of turn. Because when they ask that you can tell Qazi Sahib something, we can't say. So let's not claim to speak for the community. Let's speak as individuals. हम ये बोलें कि मैं केरला से हूं इसलिए ही मैं बोल सकता हूं केरला में भी बहुत लोग हैं जो उसको अपोज कर रहे हैं तो दैट्स माय पॉइंट हियर आपने पूरे डिबेट में ये बोला कि मेंस्ट्रुएशन की बात ही नहीं है ना आपने लोगों को ये बताया कि मेंस्ट्रुएशन की बात नहीं तो 10 से 50 का बेसिस क्या है ठीक है अब इसके बाद मैं अपने दो पॉइंट बोलना चाह रही हूं सर मेरी टर्न खत्म नहीं हुई है दो पॉइंट मैं बोलना चाहती हूं देखिए पहली बात हम इस पे राजनीति कर रहे हैं ठीक है केरला में कौन जीतेगा ये सबको दिख रहा है जो आम जनता दिख रही है उसको समझ में आ रहा है आपको जो आर्गुमेंट देना है ये नंबर की राजनीति है तो नंबर की राजनीति में महिलाओं के अधिकार को ना फंसाएं दूसरी बात मैडम ने पूछा सुप्रीम कोर्ट डिसाइड करेगा क्या इट्स नॉट सुप्रीम कोर्ट इट इज रूल ऑफ लॉ आपका संविधान डिसाइड करेगा
और संविधान
जो है वो आपके मेरे या किसी रिलीजन पे नहीं चलता संविधान चलता है बेसिक ह्यूमन राइट्स पे आप रिलीजियस डिनोमिनेशन है यदि आप बोल रहे हैं दारू पी के मत आइए तो कोई भी दारू पी के नहीं जाना चाहिए क्योंकि वो हम एक रिस्पेक्ट की बात है लेकिन जो कहता है महिला हो आप मेंस्ट्रुएशन करती हो इसलिए आप ना आइए उसको constitution should clearly strike down as violative of rule of law.
Rahul and Avani, I will come to you, but I just like to go across to our audience. This is We the People, so I must get some people in. Some questions, if anyone has. Yes, go ahead.
My question is to Farooq, sir. My name is Ayush. Kerala Hindu Places of Worship Rules 1965 formed by the government under which the provision is imposed. So what is the government view? Why was Satla passed?
better he will be responding.
All right, well, well, let's get some more questions. Any more questions? You have a question?
Let us answer.
To any of you? Yes, I let me get a cross-section of questions. Yes, go ahead.
Good question.
So Supreme Court gave a revolutionary judgment on triple talaq, and as we know that it banned, because it wasn't, considering the fact that it wasn't mentioned in Quran, anything such like that. So here is the similar case. It's not mentioned in any of the religious book that women are not allowed in a certain deity temple. So why can't Supreme Court ban it?
All right, well, okay, let's, we're getting a cross section of views here of the young people who've been listening.
Yeah, we say that woman is restricted to one temple. They can go to another temple. But if we feel that, that temple is very good and that temple may be nearby to us, we would like to go there. So woman should not be restricted to a temple where lots of people go and they worship there. So my question is...
All right, well, that's some of the opinions and questions that people have here. Rahul, yes, you've been waiting to make one of the points. Please go ahead. Go ahead, Rahul.
Yeah, just two lines. We males are always portrayed as villains. Sometimes, so it is comforting to hear from Barkha that we are tolerable people and we are good people. So once in a while, it feels good. Second point. See, please remember, each temple is different. And that's the whole premise of it. And third, very important and last point. Every religion is good. Like Vivekananda and Gandhiji said, maybe my understanding of it is flawed. Maybe my brother, right. Senior brother Kamal Farooqi Saab's understanding is flawed. We are subjected to change. But Holy Quran and Holy Gita or Holy Bible are all good. Our understandings may change. So let us remember all religions are holy and sacred. Our understanding and interpretation.
All right, well, that's a good note to end the show on. And finally, Disha, one final comment from Disha. Let's get, she's been waiting.
And we have very, like, extreme amount of similarity between Nikah Halala and Sabrimala issue based on my research, because both are based on the institutionalization of religion, and like, be it Islam, be it Hinduism, these institutions are being majorly led by men. There is very little space for women. So who are going to tell women their rights and what is written in the scriptures? So it is very much related to institutionalization of religion without any accountability.
Absolutely. And I think this is the reason that we need more women in positions of power within various religions, because as we've been talking about all these various religious practices, they come from a society that is deeply patriarchal and misogynistic, I'm sorry to say. So yes, I think that's the note that I'd like to leave our viewers on, that we do need more women, and hopefully we will see this going forward, more women in positions of power in religion. Thank you so much for watching, and thank you everyone for being here.